Hey, it's Ola from my Empire Pro Studios here. Today we're talking about wholesale real estate truth, why bird dogging does not work. Stay tuned. All right. What's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios today. I want to talk to you about bird dogging. I want to give you the whole truth. Nothing but the truth, so help me God. Okay, real estate wholesaling, right? Real estate investing, bird dogging, you know, you get everywhere. You got into the business, somebody put it on the checklist. It's a great way to start the business, but I'm so sorry, I'm gonna bust that bubble today. I want to give you the real deal, okay? I want to show you how to build a business for real, and as opposed to, you know, some of the things that have been put into textbooks, into binders, into event binders, into, you know, some of the sweet talks from the guys on the stage at the event. I don't give you the full truth, but nothing but the truth. So help me God. Because honestly, bird dogging, you know, so we could start like this. Okay, there are quite a few definitions out there. But the thing is that I got some questions here. And then I want to start from that questions, okay? But first of all, bird dogging, according to some definition, means you find deals for real estate investors. Some even said you find deals for real estate wholesalers. That one kind of confused me a little bit, but I'll get into that a little bit later. But you find deals for people, you know, find deals for other people. And some people say drive for dollars, the worst business model I've ever heard about in my life, you know, driving for dollars, like looking at houses that have overgrown weed. Looking for houses that are boarded up, and then start doing research on it, and then you find the deals, right? And I was at one of the local meetups here in New Jersey the other time, and the lady was like, "Oh yeah, there's this house right behind my house. I really want to buy it. Can somebody help me? How can I?" And she's going in and in and in on that, and a lot of the gurus that were on the panels were just confused because many of them are also. They also just fire all kind of fart out of their butt without necessarily doing proper analysis. Some of them have some success, but many of them are, they're still in that belief system where they have to fluff up things in order to teach and then sound good. You don't have to sound good anymore. People can do their own research. As a matter of fact, the smart people will land on this kind of video. So what's my point here? You know, as a real estate investor, you know, it's really about the numbers and every other factors into the numbers, even if it's location, if it's the structural part of the property, is it structurally sound, is it in the flood zone, all that stuff still shows up in the number, okay? So it really comes down to the numbers when it comes to a business, because this is about profit, it's about maximizing profit, and profit only cares about one factor, that's the numbers, okay? So with that being said, I have these questions that came in today, and the first question is, do you have to get the house under contract as a bird dog, right? Well, first of all, I'm going to discourage you from being a bird dog today, okay? How do you protect yourself so that you do get paid for bird dogging to investors that is contracts, right? Well, same question, right? Do you put the house under contract? Because bird dog has been made to sound like, hey, just get the information, give me the address. Give me the address, give me the number, the street address, the city, and I'll take the work from there. And if I close, right? In fact, one of the, from REI Club channel, right? The guy, I forgot his name. And he actually said, you only get paid by the way when you close, right? And that was all he mentioned. But we're in the real world. People do steal, okay? Good people steal too, all right? So you absolutely a great question. How do you put this stuff in that contract? But here's the thing. Once you start putting stuff under contract, you are more or less a wholesaler. Okay. If you have to worry about contract, you're more or less a wholesaler. All right. So why would you want to call yourself a bird dog again? Because you find deals. Well, guess what? They will steal your deal. And they will steal your deal. And I've had that experience. Okay. I've had that experience where one of my mentors, I'm going to tell you this story, okay? He's one of the guys that I bought his courses, okay? Quite a few people I bought their courses back in 2005 when I got into real estate. And I ended up advertising and doing some marketing. in his area. And rightfully, he was a little bit angry because I was marketing in this area. Now, I didn't realize that there's such a thing as a territory where you can't advertise. I didn't realize that. To be honest, there's no illegalities in that. There's nothing that says that's illegal. But I would have still not want the messiness. You know, I wouldn't want the drama, you know. But, you know, if somebody told me, hey, and this was specifically, it was a Camden, New Jersey. You know, he was making a killing in Camden, New Jersey. You know, like, you know, so, you know, guess what? As a new student of the game, guess what I'm going to advertise, right? Of course, like the formula works. Go advertise in Camden, New Jersey. After all, I thought the market is a big place, right? For everybody to eat, right? So lo and behold, one of his potential clients ended up receiving one of my letters and gave me a call. And he found out and then got mad at me and got very, very nasty attitude with me. To be honest with you, we're cool now. I haven't seen him in probably like 10 years, but we were cool eventually. But the point there is that he's supposed to be my mentor and he got hungry. My point there is that it doesn't matter if they've been making money for a while, if they're savvy in the business, it doesn't matter, okay? Bottom line is that they are people. They can steal, they can be jealous of you, they can become envious of your success if you're moving success very fast. If you're bringing deals to the table and you're all newbie and you don't know what to do with it, they can steal that deal, okay? So, what's the key here? You got to put proper paperwork in place. A simple joint venture is good enough. A simple joint venture. I'm bringing you this deal. So when you do close on this deal, this is the date I brought you. You know, every contract has a date on it, right? Something simple that says we're a joint venture on this deal. You do all the work. I brought the deal to the table. We make money together when we do close. You want to put something like that together because a lot of people overcomplicate the process. They want all these terms in it. Well, it's not all the terms in it that's going to make them not steal, but at least in case it becomes something big deal that you want to dig into and you want to get your own fair share, you have some kind of paperwork that was signed to take to the court. Now, with that being said, that's not why you're in this business. You don't want to be going back and forth from the court, right? That's not why you're here. You're here because you want to make profit. You want to make business, right? But it's good to have simple stuff like that. You can Google the contract. You can type your own out. You can say, okay, you can sign this for me, right? And if they have a problem signing that, chances are, if they have an inch of a problem signing something, a simple contract, a simple one-page, simple English contract, chances are they will steal from you eventually, and it's not going to be nice, okay? So, yes, as a bird dog, you should have a contract in place that people that decide to work on your deal can sign. Now, here's the thing. It could be like a non-circumvention type of agreement, like they don't go around you to go do the deal. It could be something like that. However, the whole point of this is that Bergdorgen, okay, it's not a name you want to give yourself. You are, in fact, a full-blown real estate investor, okay? And at the very minimum, you are a wholesaler, okay? Because once you start putting a house under contract, first of all, yes, you did this contract with this joint venture person and you brought them to the table, they signed the contract. You could either do it that way or you could put the house under contract first and then you can flip the equitable interest in that contract to the investor. Either way, you want to make sure you are a business person here. You are not, don't call yourself a newbie, okay? Don't allow gurus to call you a newbie. Majority of people that get into this business are people that have already had a professional life outside of real estate. Well, bring that to the table. You know what professionalism is, right? Put some paperwork together. Do the right thing, okay? Don't assume people are angels, okay? The average person is a good person until there's real money to be stolen in front of you, and they will steal that money, okay? When there's money involved, a different type of beast shows up in human beings, okay? So you want to protect yourself, okay? It's better to be, just make sure you don't become sorry, okay, for yourself. All right? So, yeah. Now, the second major part I wanted to talk about here is the driving for dollars thing, okay? Marketing is really the profession you're in, okay? If somebody said, just go find deals, and we take it from there. Really, the profession you're in is you're being a marketer, okay? You're not a bird dogger or whatever they want to call it. You're not a bird dog, okay? Number one, driving around for dollars burn gases. Okay. In other words, and also majority of the houses you're gonna find on the street, they are not deals. Okay. It could be five in a day, it could be ten. They're not gonna turn out to be deals. Okay. So you might as well learn proper marketing. Okay. And bring proper deals to the table. Okay. Because you're gonna burn gas, you're gonna burn energy, you're gonna get burnt out, you're gonna knock on doors, and people are gonna shut the doors on your face. I mean, there's a bunch of old school things here that people are still teaching, and I'm going to promise you that you're going to fail at it on an average, okay? An average human being, you're going to get tired. If you're doing it in the summer, it's going to be too hot. During the winter time, it's going to be extremely cold. It's not going to be worth your time. I mean, think about it. The $20,000, $5,000 you're trying to make, you're trying to make it. You're not making it. So in other words, there's no paycheck on Friday. You're going to get burnt out. Well, there's one activity you can master that you don't get burnt out. And that's marketing, okay? Digital age marketing, okay? Digital age marketing. Digital age marketing involves some level of attraction marketing, actually 100% of attraction marketing. You want these deals coming to you. How do you become the center where all the deals come to? That's the question you want to ask yourself. How do you become the center, the hub that attracts all the deals, right? In the digital age. That's what I want to encourage you to become. And that's called being a marketer in the digital age. And it's very possible. Not only is it very possible, it's actually my reality. Okay? If you see me do anything, whatever you see me do, you're watching the hands on the fingers, that's it. I'm attracting all the deals. Okay? And you can do the same thing because you have access to the same resources. Okay? Never mind the backdrop and the fanciness. You see my video on the outside before. You can shoot video anytime. I'm using an iPhone for this video right now. All right, to record this video. So, in other words, you have the resources, okay? iPhone, earpiece, earbuds, right? You have the resources to attract the deals. But yes, there's a science to the madness, okay? But the good news, think about it right now, okay? This video is going to be seen by hundreds of thousands of people. Last month, I had 11,000 views on this channel right here, okay? How many views can you get when you start driving around your neighborhood, right? How many houses, number one, are in your neighborhood? They're probably not up to 11,000, right? And how many deals can you attract by doing that, right? How many doors am I knocking right now by just making myself available here, right? So think about that. How would you like to apply this same concept into your business, attract all the deals you want, and then let the real estate investor, the cash, quote-unquote cash investor, start kissing up on you? Because they want the deals that's coming to you, right? And now you're on a different level entirely when it comes to bird dogging, right? I hate the word bird dogging because they really use it to get people into a situation that they waste time, they waste gas, right? They burn up brakes for maybe 3 months and then they never close the deal, then they just quit on the business. That's on an average what happens, okay? So I want to promise you, okay, if you are bird dogging right now, there's a very high chance you're never going to make money, okay? Now, if you're one of the, if you're a unicorn, if you're one of the one out of every 200, every 500 person, I just estimated, okay, you may end up learning this eventually. Maybe you stumbled upon this video, right? You're going to learn eventually, and then you're going to be like, ah, this doesn't work. Let me learn how to properly wholesale real estate. Which is you put a house on the contract and then you flip the equitable interest in that contract. How do you find these houses? Same activity, marketing. You need to learn how to market in the digital age. Now you may say, oh, should I send letters? Well, when I told you I sent letters was back in 2005 and it worked very well between 2005 and 2008. Got wiped out of the business in 2008, tried to come back in 2014 with the same strategy, failed after over $25,000 in marketing on direct mailing. It does not work anymore for an average, especially if you're a new person, okay? Some of the gurus, the bigger ones, right? Some of the ones that have been doing it for years, they have a deeper pocket before they're gonna feel a pain. Direct mail is overpriced. Mailing from a post office is overpriced. Why? Because there are cheaper ways to market today. It's the digital age, okay? So, but guess what? A newbie coming out of the Fortune Builders seminars, coming out of a Rich Dad seminar, is going to go send direct mail. And then 3 months down the line, they're going to find out, well, I haven't closed one deal. I've spent, God knows, like a few thousand of dollars on direct mail. You're going to find that out the hard way. Then you're going to stumble upon this video and you're going to be like, you know what? There are cheaper ways to market online and attract all these deals to me. right? Most people are sending those letters. A whole like all the people going to the seminar are sending letters to the same list, public record, right? And then they end up getting less response, right? A lot of people are still throwing the response rate around. They say, hey, I got 5% from every letter I sent. It's a lie, okay? None of them are counting it, okay? That's number one. Then number two is a lie because everyone else are sending those same letters, okay? So if you want to learn how to properly attract people without being part of the competition letters on people's tables in their houses when they're in pre-foreclosure or when their loved ones die or something like that, you know, all those public records they tell you to be sending letters to, you want to learn how to get around that, then that's why I'm here, okay? Because you can use the internet, okay? Everybody Googles before they take a decision, okay? Everybody Google. They Google the information. When they Google, what do they find? Do they find you? Or do they find all those people sending letters, spending all those money, spending all those money sending letters, right? Most of them are going to. So the truth here is that you can have other people advertise for you. Let them send all the letters. When they come on the internet, they find you. You want to learn how to do that? I have a free masterclass on exactly how I do that, okay? And you can access it, I don't know, somewhere on this screen, somewhere in the bottom. Or you can just go into the description box and click on it. It's olatalks.com/mastermind. It's a free class. Attend it, okay? Get into the free class. See the case studies, okay? Yes, it's internet marketing, okay? And how to apply. You don't learn how to apply it to your particular thing you're trying to do, okay? Everybody's advertising on the internet, okay? But I'm going to teach you around the way because if everybody coming on the internet too, guess what? The internet is becoming overpriced too. I'm going to teach you a way around that, okay? Where all the overpriced marketing doesn't affect you. You keep your marketing dollars low. You keep your marketing budget or advertising dollars or advertising cost low. And you increase the upside significantly because, again, I told you this channel has 11,000 views in the last 1 month. Can you beat that? Is that something you can relate to? So that's what I want to tell you. So Burdurging, that's the truth about Burdurg. Burdurg is a way to get people into the business, get a bunch of people out there. And then maybe one out of every 100 person will find a deal. And then the gurus will close the deal. Sometimes they steal it. Sometimes they don't. But that's one out of a couple of 100 people that will ever have success with that. Okay. If not thousands of people. So make sure you become a professional. Bring your professional hat to this game. You know what makes sense. Some things just simply doesn't make sense. Driving around for dollars doesn't make sense. That's a fact. You know that. You're going to drive around for dollars, find a house with overgrown weed, you knock on the door, there's somebody living in it, you're sick. Okay? It's not a deal. Okay? All kind of different scenarios. A boarded up home, you're trying to find the person, you wasted hours upon hours digging through the internet, you can't find the person, you just wasted hours for no reason. While people are on here watching my videos for hours, okay? I want to teach you something special. So come on inside the free masterclass. If you know somebody that could benefit out of this or you want to share this and you want somebody that may have an opinion about this, please share this video with them, okay? And if you like what I've said so far, give me a thumbs up. If you don't like it, give me a thumbs up still. If you have thoughts around this, please share it in the comment box below. But more importantly, go through my free masterclass and see for yourself what kind of case studies people doing $4 million a year, $250,000 a month. Examples, real life examples of people that sit back like this and collect all the money you're trying to make. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.